the Nordic cultural landscape. You're listening to Tourism in Western Europe. I'm your host, Elaine Freeman, and this is episode number 3. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Living in Norway means being part of Scandinavia or the Nordic region. Northern Europe is in a changing climate, depending on whether you believe the survey or not. As a geographical and cultural region of Northern Europe, the Nordic region comprises 5 countries and 3 autonomous regions. The Nordic countries form the North Atlantic region of Northern Europe, consisting in particular of Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway and the associated territories Sweden and Finland. The Nordic region consists of Scandinavia, Sweden, Finland, Iceland and Norway. This article focuses on respondents from Denmark, Finland, Norway and Sweden, who represent 96% of the population in the Nordic cluster. No data has yet been collected from the other 4, and therefore the discussion of these companies is outside the scope of this paper. Despite the size of the Nordic countries, there are only 24 million people living in the Nordic countries. They form one of the largest regions in Europe, comprising the territory of Finland and Iceland, which includes Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, Norway and Sweden, as well as Iceland and Greenland. However, we will learn more about the cultural diversity of the Nordic countries in terms of religion, culture, education and employment. The Kingdom of Sweden is located in the middle of the Scandinavian triptych, which borders Norway to the west and is connected to Denmark by bridges and tunnels via the Øresund Strait. Denmark is also exceptionally beautiful, with a coastline that strikes a perfect balance between the rugged mountains and the peace and quiet of its waters. Sweden is in the middle of the Scandinavian triptych, with Norway in the east and Denmark in the west and Finland and Sweden in the east. Linguistically, Swedish, Norwegian and Danish have a common word, which is Scandinavia and refers to all. So it is understandable why so many non-Scandinavians associate Scandinavia with Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland and Iceland. Northern Europe is the political playground for the kingdoms of these 3 countries, since Finland was once part of the kingdoms of Sweden and Denmark and Finland once belonged to Denmark. Knowing the difference between the terms Scandinavian and Nordic is difficult for anyone who is not resident in these countries. This definition is considered the most commonly accepted definition in Scandinavia at the moment, but it can change slightly if you travel to different regions, so it is important to go back to basics to clarify the term. Geographically, the Scandinavian peninsula is a region divided by Norway, Sweden and parts of northern Finland. Scandinavian countries with Scandinavian roots, Iceland, Norway and Sweden as well as Finland and Denmark are all common. Typically, you will only find Danes, Norwegians and Swedes who call themselves Scandinavian. When the Scandinavian people emerged from Northern Europe, some Finns emigrated to Finland at the end of the 19th century. Despite their unique roots, Finns today share more cultural traits with their Scandinavian neighbors than with their Eastern neighbors. They have, for example, an unshakable belief in the social system, and this has helped to create their own Finnish culture, characterized by flexible, clever and ingenious people who can find their way through difficult circumstances. Climate, history, and conflicts with neighboring countries have made Finland a risk, a culture that makes it more vulnerable to natural disasters than other countries in the region. The Baltic states have shared historical events with the Nordic countries over the centuries, including Scandinavia. The Baltic states, and on this basis, Estonia has applied for membership of the Nordic Council, which is considered one of the Baltic countries. Scandinavian countries and has used it to include Estonia, even alluding to a Baltic shield, while Denmark is located on the northern European level. Remarkable are the 1820s and 1920s, which came to the Midwest from Sweden, Iceland, Finland, Denmark, Norway, and the United States. By highlighting this cultural heritage, the partners hope to show that the historic Nordic American churches are deeply rooted in many communities and that there is a strong link between the history of these churches and their cultural significance. The church built by the Nordic American congregations is increasingly vulnerable to the shrinking population, resulting in fewer resources to maintain the buildings and the decorative arts inside. The enhancement of Nordic American cultural heritage also shows how these sacred sites are often embedded within a particular region. This is all for today, guys. My name is Elaine and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Tourism in Western Europe and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.